All right, strap yourselves in for another deep dive.
I love it.
This time, we're heading straight into the heart of some of the, well, the most popular Apollo moon landing conspiracy theories.
Oh, the ones that just refuse to go away.
Yeah, you've probably heard some of these before.
Definitely.
Maybe even, I don't know, you believe a few.
Could be.
But today, we're on a mission to sort out what's real and what's, well, just plain fiction.
It's going to be fun, I think.
Absolutely. And to help us with this cosmic myth busting, we've got an expert with us
Hey.
who can break down the science and the logic behind why, really, these theories just don't add up.
It's kind of amazing, really, how these theories have persisted even after, being debunked so many times.
It's true.
It makes you think about how we deal with things that are, well, just extraordinary.
I mean, it's a little bit of skepticism, right?
Yeah.
But maybe also a bit of that, like, ooh, what if this is real?
Right, like we want there to be something more.
That truth is out there kind of feeling.
Exactly,
But before we wander too far down that rabbit hole,
Well, right.
we've got to address the elephant in the well, not in the room, on the moon.
Haha, I like that.
Right, the American flag, seemingly waving in the wind on the moon.
Oh, yeah, that one.
No atmosphere, no wind, so how's that possible?
Was the secrets all in how they mounted the flag?
Okay.
Instead of like a regular pole, it was attached to this telescopic one with a bar sticking out at the top, and that kept the flag all nice and stretched out, kind of like it was, billowing in the wind, even though it wasn't.
Okay.
And here's the thing, no air resistance on the moon.
True.
So any little movement, the astronauts setting it up, even just touching it,
Yeah.
would make the flag like ripple and wave.
And keep waving.
Yeah, for much longer than it would here on Earth.
So it's not the wind, but the lack of it that makes that waving effect.
Exactly.
Pretty close. I mean,
Physics, not fakery.
right. And this is such a fun fact.
Oh, yeah, tell him the.
That very flag, it was just a regular nylon flag
Really?
from a local store.
Wow.
$5.50.
You're kidding.
It's amazing.
Right. It really puts things into perspective, doesn't it? Like, even in this huge, technological achievement,
Right.
you still have these little kind of everyday
Human
things.
illness.
Exactly. Speaking of things that seem impossible,
Right.
the Van Allen belts. Oh, the conspiracy theorists love this one.
Yeah, they do.
They say the radiation in those belts, no way the astronauts could have survived going through them.
That's a scary thought.
It is. So were they just like incredibly lucky?
I mean, it wasn't luck, it was planning, right?
Oh, tell me more.
Mission planners, they knew about these Van Allen belts,
They did.
and they planned a path through them to try to like lessen how much time they'd spend in the highest radiation zones.
Makes sense. And wasn't the Apollo spacecraft like built to shield them too?
Oh, absolutely. It
Yeah.
wasn't like just a flimsy tin can flying through space.
Right.
Plus, they were moving through those belts pretty quickly.
Ah, so the exposure time was limited.
Yeah, so all in all, the radiation they were exposed to was about the same as you'd get from a regular medical X-ray.
So it was a risk, but a calculated one,
Exactly.
not a certain death sentence.
And get this, James Van Allen, the scientist who discovered those belts,
Oh, wow.
he thought this whole theory was ridiculous.
You're kidding. The irony.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he even did the math.
No way.
He calculated how much radiation they'd be exposed to
Yeah.
based on their path and the shielding.
And what did he find?
And it was totally within safe limits.
Wow. So case closed on that one.
Case closed.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
Talk about another visual thing that conspiracy theorists bring up.
Okay.
The shadows in the Apollo photos.
Right.
They say they look wrong, like hinting that the whole thing was fake.
I've seen those arguments.
Yeah.
Some shadows not being parallel, or what looks like multiple light sources.
Right. It can look, well, kind of odd if you're used to, how shadows work here on
So
Earth.
exactly.
But here's the key. The moon's surface, it's not flat at all. It's
Right.
got craters and hills and slopes,
Yeah, sure.
and all of that can make the shadows look, well, kind of distorted.
Even with just the sun as the light source.
Exactly.
So not a bunch of studio lights then.
Nope. Just the lunar landscape playing tricks on our eyes.
It shows how our earthly intuition doesn't always work on the moon.
It really does.
Okay, I've got to ask about this one. This one always gets me.
Okay, hit me.
No stars in the moon landing pictures.
Oh,
Did
yeah.
NASA forget to like Photoshop them in?
Haha, no, it's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
Think about taking a picture on a bright sunny day,
uh-huh.
you adjust your camera, right, to capture that bright scene.
Right, right.
And if you try to also capture something really faint, like stars,
yeah,
they just won't show up.
Because the exposure's wrong.
Exactly. And it's the same with those moon landing pictures.
I see.
Cameras were set to capture the lunar surface and the astronauts all lit up by the sun.
Yeah.
The stars, way too faint compared to that.
So they just got washed out.
Exactly.
Makes sense when you explain it like that.
It's all about the camera settings and the technology they had back then.
Right, right.
It's like trying to take a picture of a firefly,
right,
with a spotlight shining right behind it.
Ooh, yeah.
That firefly's gonna disappear in the glare.
Totally.
Same idea here.
Right. Got it.
All right, welcome back to our moon landing deep dive.
I'm ready for more.
You know, we've been talking about debunking specific theories,
right,
but there's a bigger question here.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What is it?
Why do these theories stick around?
Yeah, it's true.
We've got, I mean, mountains of evidence for the moon landings.
We do.
Moon rocks, the laser reflectors, photos from orbit.
Not to mention the people who worked on the Apollo program.
Hundreds of thousands of them.
Right.
Yet people still cling to these conspiracy theories.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
Like, what makes someone reject all that evidence?
I think it's a mix of things.
Okay.
Some people, maybe they distrust authority.
They don't want to believe what the government tells them.
Exactly. A big agency like NASA, they assume there must be some secret.
Like they're hiding something from us.
Right.
Classic don't trust the man kind of thing.
Exactly. But for others, I think it's about feeling special.
Special.
Like they're in on this secret knowledge.
Like they know something most people don't.
Right.
Ooh, I get it.
It's almost like a club.
Yeah, an exclusive club.
Exactly. We know the truth.
And then there's this thing, psychologists call it confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias, what's that?
It means, basically, we look for information that supports what we already believe.
Even if what we believe is wrong.
Even then.
Wow.
So if you think the moon landings were faked,
You're gonna grab onto any little thing that seems to support that.
A blurry photo or something.
Exactly. And you'll ignore all the evidence that says you're wrong.
Like you've already made up your mind.
Right. It's like looking through these tinted glasses.
Okay.
Everything you see is colored by that belief, even if it distorts reality.
You know, this reminds me of all the misinformation online.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge problem.
It's like people are so quick to believe anything they see.
Yeah, without checking if it's true.
Right. It's scary.
And the internet, it's made it so easy for the stuff to spread like wildfire.
And then social media algorithms.
Oh, don't get me started.
Right. They show you more of what you already interact with.
Exactly. So if you like a conspiracy theory post,
you'll see more like it.
And those posts, they often play on your emotions.
Like fear or anger.
Right. Yeah. So people get drawn in.
It's tough to break free of that.
It really is.
So what can we do about it?
Well, I think the key is critical thinking.
Right.
We got to teach people how to evaluate sources, you know?
Like, is this website reliable?
Exactly. And to recognize bias.
Everyone's got a little bias, right?
Right. And to look at the evidence objectively.
Like, weigh the pros and cons.
Right. It's like being your own fact checker.
I love that.
We need to give people the tools to figure things out for themselves.
Especially online, with so much information flying around.
Absolutely. Being a discerning consumer of information. That's the key.
I like that, discerning consumer.
It's a skill we all need these days.
Definitely.
But let's come back to the moon landings.
Okay.
What's the bigger lesson here?
Beyond the specific theories.
Yeah, what can we learn from this whole thing?
I'm ready to learn.
The moon landings, I mean, they were this incredible achievement.
They were.
Human ingenuity, courage, our ability to do something that seemed impossible.
Right.
To say it was a hoax. I mean, it diminishes all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like saying we're not capable of greatness.
And it also ignores the spirit of exploration.
That drive to discover new things.
Exactly. And that spirit, it's still alive today.
It is.
We've got rovers on Mars, telescopes looking deep into space.
We're even planning to go back to the moon.
It's an exciting time. Who knows what we'll find out there?
I know, right?
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
okay,
let's talk about some more concrete evidence for the moon landings.
Ooh, I like concrete evidence.
Stuff we haven't even touched on yet.
I'm ready.
You up for round two?
Absolutely. Bring it on. Okay, we're back and ready for round two of evidence.
Let's do it.
You mentioned some pretty convincing stuff before.
Oh, yeah. We've got the moon rocks, for starters.
The moon rocks.
Hundreds of kilos of lunar material brought back by the Apollo missions.
And scientists have studied them,
Oh,
right?
yeah, extensively.
Why?
By scientists all over the
What'd
world.
they find?
They're totally different from anything we have here on Earth.
So these aren't just Earth rocks dressed up to look like moon rocks.
No way. They have unique compositions, characteristics that could only have formed, in the lunar environment.
Okay, so how can we be sure? Like, what's the smoking gun?
Well, they show signs of being hit by micrometeoroids.
Micrometeoroids, those are
The
like tiny space rocks.
Yeah, tiny particles that constantly bombard the moon.
And the rocks also show exposure to solar wind.
Right, radiation from the sun.
And those are things that wouldn't happen to rocks here on Earth.
Exactly. We've got our atmosphere to protect us from that stuff.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You mentioned lunar dust earlier.
Yes, lunar regolith.
What's the deal with that?
It's not your typical dust, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
It's super abrasive because of all those micrometeoroid impacts.
So it's kind of like been sandblasted for billions of years.
Basically, and it gets everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Stuck to the Apollo astronaut
Oh,
spacesuits.
absolutely. And that dust, it has properties that you just couldn't fake.
So the spacesuits are like little proof that they were really there.
Tangible proof. Walking on the moon.
Can't argue with that. Now, what about those laser reflectors?
Ah, yes, the reflectors.
How do those work again?
They're basically mirrors left on the moon by the Apollo missions.
Okay.
And scientists here on Earth, they can shoot lasers at them,
Man.
and by measuring how long it takes for the light to travel to the moon and back,
Yeah.
they can calculate the distance to the moon super accurately.
It's amazing that we can do that.
It is, and
Yeah.
it'd be impossible to fake that from Earth.
Right. No one else could have put those reflectors up there.
Exactly.
Speaking of things in space, there's the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter.
The LRO. It's been orbiting the moon since
Yeah,
2009.
taking pictures, right? High resolution
Oh
ones.
yeah, and guess what it's captured? Images of all six Apollo landing sites.
No way. I mean, we can actually see the stuff they left behind?
You can. The descent stages of the lunar modules,
Wow.
the rover tracks, even the shadows of the American flags.
It's like looking back in time.
I know, right?
It really is incredible when you put it all together.
It is.
The moon rocks, the dusty spacesuits, the lasers, the photos from orbit
It all points to the same conclusion.
that we went to the moon.
We did.
Oh.
But even with all this evidence, a little healthy skepticism is a good thing.
You mean we shouldn't just blindly believe everything we hear?
Exactly. Questioning assumptions, demanding evidence, that's what science is all about.
So be open to new information, but also think critically.
Exactly. Weigh the evidence, look at the sources.
And in the case of the moon landings, the evidence is pretty clear.
It is. We went to the moon. It was a monumental achievement.
Absolutely. Well, what an amazing deep dive this has been.
It
We've
had.
gone from conspiracy theories to rock solid
And
evidence.
a little bit of psychology too.
Right. Exploring why people believe what they believe.
It's all connected.
It is. Listeners, if you want to learn more about the Apollo program, we've got links in the show notes for you.
Lots of great resources out there.
And until next time, keep looking up, keep asking questions.
And never stop exploring.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.